Hello and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, a Pardes alum. This week, Hazinu. This week, Rabbi Daniel Landes discusses Hazinu. Rabbi Daniel Landes is the director of the Pardes Institute. And now, Rabbi Daniel Landes.
Thank you, Larry. We are in the holidays. It's about time that we begin listening. And we begin an encounter. The first verses of this week's Parsha, Hazinu, talk about how the voice goes forth. Hazinu Hashemayim v'adai beira v'tishma orzim refi yarov kamator likhi tizal katal yimrati kisi yirim alei desha chrivivim alei esav. Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak. Or hear me, O heavens, and I will speak. Hear, earth, the words of my mouth. Now, how does God's Torah come forth? Yerov kamat Torah lichi, my doctrine shall drop as the rain. Normally, that refers to first rain of the season that cleans everything up. We are blessed with it. We're just happy that God's talking to us. But then also, kizal katal yimrati, my speech shall distill as the dill, my speech shall distill as the dew. Matar is rain and tau is the dew. And so we want a kind of speech that lingers, that's not just a show and not just a moment, but you wake up in the morning with that fresh smell of the dew on the grass. And you really feel it, and it's wet, and it's reviving. Kisirim alei desha, as a small rain upon the tender herb. Some people can only take a rain that's very, very, very gentle, that's very delicate. Urchivim alei esev. And others, that long, tall grass, I'm thinking of Montana, I'm thinking about parts of South Africa and Australia, the long, tall grass. Those can accept showers. We're all sorts of different type of grass as we grow. And we need the rain. Now, what type of rain we're talking about? He's talking the speeches rain. It is the type of rain that we all need. If I'm coughing, as you might know, in Israel, there's been an enormous dust storm, but it's not a storm. Storms have come in from Syria, and they've come upon us, but not as a storm, just lying here on top of us. Not simple for asthmatics, not simple for anybody else. So that's it. We need the kind of rain that will wash away the dirt so that we can start seeing clearly. We can start hearing clearly. So those tall grasses, those of us who can really take a full throttle approach, we have to hear the Torah that way. And actually, in terms of the speech upon the long, tall grass, there's something that God says in chapter 32, let's see which verse would be great. All the verses are great here. How about the verse 39, Lametet, chapter 32, 39. It's kind of shocking. It's full throttle. So if you're in a very gentle mode, you might not want to listen to this. Re'u ata ki ani ani hu ve'en Elohim imodi. See, and I wasn't stammering before when I said ani twice. See, you see, ata now. For I am he. Who is that? I am the I. V'ein Elohim imodi. There's no other God with me. Ani amit, v'ani achaya. I kill, I give life. Machatzti v'ani arpa. I wound and I heal. Four times ani. V'ein miyodi matzil. And there's no one who can escape me. Ki asa el shamayim yadi, and Moses goes on, as he puts his hand to heaven and continues the prophecy of God. What's going on here? After a whole section in which God speaks of what happens to a people that rebels against him, and what happens in their punishment, and what happens after the punishment and their suffering, they're calling out to God, and what happens in God's responding to them. Re'u atah, you have to see it now. We always have to look in our own generations and our own epoch how these things manifest themselves. We have to look for the challenge in our generations. Re'u, so see, look into it. Atah, now. Don't look at it for the future. Don't look for it in the deep past. Look now. And what will you find? Ki ani anihu. For I am, is he. And I want to just quote some of the commentators on this. This doubling of ani. Sadia Gaon, the great philosopher, the great thinker from the ancient Middle East. Shani hu levadi. I'm there alone. There is no one else but me. Rashi, our great commentator. Ruata ki ani anihu shayiti. Well, Rashi says, ah. Ruata he vinu mina poranuche veti lachem vein lachem moshia. Look at all the destruction I wrecked upon you, and you had no other salvation. Vein mochebi, no one else but me. Ani anihu. Ani lashpil v'ani laharim. It's the same me. And I'm the one who brings you low, but I'm the one who can bring you high. Rashbam, Rashi's grandson. Ani anihu. I am the one. I am he. Hakadosh Baruch Hu omer l'umot olam. God is not speaking to Jewish people at this point. He's speaking to umot olam. Atem omrim ayei. Or A, Elohimo. You ask, where is God? Where is their God? Where's the Jewish people's God who allows things to happen? But you'll be able to see it when I exact revenge upon those who come against my people. The Sforno says, like Rashi, Shayiti mevi alechem poranut begalut, but he changed it, that destruction takes place in galut, and now in diaspora, but now the change in the Jewish people takes place when they come into Israel. I love the Ibn Ezra, ani ani, pa'amayim, said twice. Kamo anochi anochi, like we have in other places in Yeshayahu, where it's a notion of emphasis. He wants to say, ani, according from Isaiah, I am the one who does not change. There is nobody else, and that's why it says, Ein Elohim Imodi. I have another understanding. Ani, Anihu, I am the I. It is time for you to confront me, not to look to the left, not to look to the right. Use the mitzvot, understand the mitzvot, do great things, do wonderful things for your fellow human beings. Do wonderful things in spirituality, but come direct to God. Ani, Ani, look my way. Talk to me. Consider me. Re'u atah, look now. Ki ani, Ani, I am the one. I am the one that you need to be talking to. They know him, Wadi. There is no other God with me. There's no intercessor. There's no intermediary. There's no demon blocking the way. The only one blocking the way will be you, averting your glance. In this brutal rain of Torah message, God says, "Ani amit." In these days of the high holy days, in which we take responsibility, God takes responsibility. God doesn't need any theologians of theodicy weakening his stance in the world and removing his stance. Ani amit. I take responsibility for death. But I'm the same one who will bring life. I have wounded, but I also will heal. No discussion of who deserves it, who didn't deserve it. God takes responsibility. Look at me. I am the source. I am the makar. And there's no way to escape me. meaning not to run away from me, but by averting your glance, you run away. By not speaking directly to God, you run away. By embracing spirituality and not the spirit, kind of like going to the ski resort and putting on the ski equipment, but never going down the slope. Eimi Adi Matzil, if you want to understand in the end, there's no escaping of God, it's time for you to look directly at God. Ani, Ani, Ani is mentioned. I think there may be one more interpretation. Something that we have in the High Holidays. And that is, Ki Ani, Ani, who God is the ultimate one that we have the dialogue with. He is the ultimate I. He's not the thou. We're the thou. We're the ones that he relates to, that he has created. But it's in the possibility of the thou to turn and look at God and not to avert the glance and to see that he is the I. And seeing that he is the I and seeing he's the one who fiercely responds to the world, takes responsibility, does his best so that all Torah and everything he instructs should fall in the proper way for the proper people. But in the end, he takes the responsibility and tells the truth. He is the Ani. We can become an Ani. We become our own I in the image of God. Ki Ani Ani Hu. We can be an Ani like who? Like the Divine One. Like the ultimate He. We can become an I. And it's only through embracing the message, embracing the spirit, not averting the glance, looking directly. What a great opportunity our God has given us during these holidays. Amen.
Thank you, Rabbi Landes. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.